Rabbi Avigdor Miller says in his Ten Commandments of Marriage that marriage is not an equal relationship, that the husband is the captain and she is under him. Two, the Rambam says on the Pasuk, he will rule over you, that the husband can manipulate his wife like a maid. Three, a wife's obligation to honor her husband overrides the honor to her parents and even her own children's obligation to honor her when her husband wants something because he always comes first. Rambam's words that husbands should honor wife are interpreted as only regarding with clothing. There's no actual halacha about honoring a wife. Can the Rav please explain these apparently humiliating halachas? The equal but different explanation doesn't work. Anonymous from the U.S. Okay, as in every relationship, there can't be two equal leaders. Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim bekesar echad. Can't have two kings with the same crown. And therefore, the Torah says that for all practical purposes, a family is like a society. In a society, there's leader, there's sub-leaders, there's followers. Each one has their responsibilities and their benefits. A man must honor his wife, not just with clothing, but the sources in the Gemara are clear that they're talking about all kinds of honor. That doesn't mean that she is not obligated to him in many ways, and that which the Rambam says about being a shivcha does not mean he can treat her like a slave. It means that she's obligated to her husband to create the infrastructure of a home, just as he is obligated to provide her with support and physical support also as a husband lives with a wife. That's a husband's responsibility to his wife. So he's obligated to her. She has her obligations. She has her benefits, and he has his benefits. But in every society, there are leaders and there are sub-leaders or whatever. The husband is the leader. However, just like any leader, he has to rule with the advice and consent of the people that he's ruling, especially a husband and wife, where it's not a question of a ruler and a follower, but necessarily a ruler and a sub-ruler. And therefore, since a wife is responsible in this respect to her husband, So he comes before her parents. She got married, and she basically left her parents in order to be responsible to her husband. And therefore, since the wife is responsible to the husband, the children are responsible first to the father, since the mother is responsible first to the father. These are not humiliating halachas if you understand them properly. This is not the forum to go into all the details, but if you learn what the obligations of a wife to a husband, a husband to a wife, and you see not just the other one's obligations, but your own obligations properly, you'll appreciate that this is like any society where there's interaction, where there are benefits and responsibilities, and each one has their role to play, not necessarily equal in who is the leader and who is the subordinate leader, but equal in the importance of their roles that they play within that society.